This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. For the second year in a row, a ban on so-called assault weapons has been introduced in the Colorado legislature. CPR's Benja Berkland has more.
The Democratic proposal would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic rifles with certain features, but would allow people who already own these types of firearms to keep them. Democratic Representative Tim Hernandez of Denver is the main sponsor. The 26-year-old former high school teacher says this is the top priority for his students.
It's going to keep my generation that are in schools safer and ultimately prevent mass shootings, which, although I will be the first to admit is a microcosm of gun violence in our country, is a really important way that we have to meet the issue with what our communities are asking us to.
A Democratic-controlled committee defeated a similar bill last year. Opponents say it's ineffective and unconstitutional and wouldn't survive legal challenges. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's attorney general is suing to stop the merger of two of the largest supermarket chains in Colorado. AG Phil Weiser says the nearly $25 billion merger of Kroger and Albertsons is, quote, bad for Colorado shoppers, workers, and suppliers. He says the merger could lead to stores closing, higher prices, and fewer jobs. Kroger has almost 200 King Supers and City Markets in the state. Albertsons has more than 100 stores, including Safeways. Colorado's lawsuit joins a similar suit from Washington State's Attorney General. It asks the Denver District Court to permanently block the merger.